brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It's 7:05 in the morning here on
April 24th.
I am confused already.
Start all over.
Okay. Oh, no, I can't.
Good morning!
Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. If you're having a tough time this morning getting that motor turned over, let me know. KCNR1460.com is how we're, is how we're streaming, and good morning to everybody that's in there.
7:06 in the morning, and it is the 24th of April. We're very excited. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we're going to be high temperatures of our temperatures look like we're going to reach around 84. Clear tonight with temperatures around 54. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, at the top of the morning. What's going on Wall Street? Oh, boy.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points at 14,712. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1579. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 4 points at 3,265. Active stocks on the big board, AT&T off $2.20, trading at 36.80. Bank of America, positive 15 cents at $12.22. Sprint Nextel up a penny at $7.11. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo off 14 cents, trading at $83.96 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric down 19 cents at $47.37. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.72% and the 30-year bond 2.91%. For commodities, gold is up $21 an ounce at $1,429. Silver positive 36 cents at $23. Crude oil up 64 cents, trading at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors in here Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Yeah, give them a call at 530-243-7561. And they're located down on Park Marina Drive. There's a lot of stuff going on Wall Street, and you need experts, and they are the ones.
Especially now after a hoax tweet.
Imagine that. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Bad Bob, say hello. We didn't miss you.
I kind of put the world in a little bit of a shock.
Yeah. In fact, what we're talking about is yesterday, the AP news agency Twitter account was hacked into, and somebody used certain words. They said, President Obama injured in attack on two explosions at White House. That's all it said.
And that is a fake story.
It was a fake story, of course. It was a fake story, but the computers.
Well, and what tweeting does is you can use several keywords, and then the keywords will go into other people, the thousands, the millions, hundreds of millions of people who tweet will pick up those words. Whatever those words are.
And what happened was computers back on Wall Street picked up those words and automatically sold stuff. And the market dropped for 150.
So you're saying the computers were on?
The computers.
They were programmed that if there was a word.
No, these words together.
Those particular words.
I think together. Bob, is that right?
Yes, from a quote reliable news source, which the AP has always. Yeah. It just kind of points up some vulnerabilities that we've given ourselves.
Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back right after our break. We have Safari Club International talking about a dinner and a fundraiser we're going to have. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642 because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning.
I think you're finally feeling it, Carl.
Okay, I'm just, you know.
All right.
Red Bull and vodka. 65, 712 in the morning, 65 degrees, 530-605-4567.
Well, let's see, Red Bull maybe, but the vodka.
Yeah, you're right, the vodka. I don't drink. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, just like we have here. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and everybody is treated well at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, 30 years in the business and still going real strong. We have
three guests this morning.
For the first time. This is the first time.
No, we're going to put them on the spot here.
First time we've had
Welcome
Safari Club International with us.
All right, guys.
Hello. We have Sheila and Larry McLeod and Scott Borg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Scott, what is Safari Club International?
Well, it's SCI is, protects our hunting heritage and conservation for animals. For the conservation of animals, basically just keeping a balance between predators and overpopulation and so, but 30% of our fundraiser, which is coming up, goes to national for the lobbying, but 70% stays local. And we use that for things like money, turkeys for the rescue mission, the money to the youth pheasant hunt by the Shasta County Sportsmen's Association, college scholarships. We have a sensory safari trailer, which is a moving-sized van loaded with stuffed animals. We take it around to local schools and events. We allow the kids to touch. And what's really cool is when the blind kids get on board that and are able to touch the animals.
We've seen that. We've been at it. I think you have it at the fair.
Yes.
And Anderson.
And other places. We've been on there and,
really
and
nice.
Seen that. And now, so even though it says Safari Club International, 70% of the funds stay right here.
Yes.
For our own habitat or for fundraising, just like
yeah.
you said.
And we have the freedom to use that for things that are needed. We've used it for veterans events,
Have you helped out with, like, the, I know there's pheasant hunting for veterans, for wounded warriors?
Yes.
You know,
we have, yeah. We support that every year. We've given Boy Scouts target rifle. We've give, there's a high school that has a skeet team that we just bought a bunch of shells for them, for their team. There's,
which, by the way, shotgun sports are increasing a lot in colleges. I mean, where people are thinking that, oh, well, we don't want to do that. But they are. They're increasing, you know, very much.
Well, it's a wonderful sport. Skeet shooting is a wonderful sport.
Yeah, right. You know, I think with all the success we had in the Olympics also helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and this is the kind of, Linda and I talked about it. The woman who was the fifth time in a row gold medal champion in skeeter trap, if you remember this, there was nothing. Nothing on her. I mean, or very, very little. What didn't even hardly show her out there. And this woman achieved something nobody else had ever done. Five Olympics in a row with a medal,
like,
or a gold medal.
She wasn't a, you know, not like she was 20 something. She had a lot of, experience under her belt. I love that. Yeah. She was a great role model. Yeah.
Our scholarship that we had, thinking about sports, there was a gal down in, Red Bluff that just took the Junior World Archery Championship, and she's the one who got our scholarship last year. And, I mean, that's local.
Like. That's great. Okay, now we've got Larry. What do you have over there? This is Larry McClellan.
Well, hey, Larry. I have SCI Redding's annual fundraising banquet at Wind River Events Center, May the 4th at 5 p.m. And you can get a banquet flyer and dinner reservation form at sciredding.org.
Is there a number they can call?
Yes, 530-474-5075.
Now, what's going to happen at this dinner besides food?
Well, we'll have lots of games to win guns or drawing tickets, and we have a live auction on premium hunts, trips, art, and outdoor-related merchandise. We have a ladies' drawing with purses, jewelry, and a gun. Which, by the way, most other functions that we have seen do not have the ladies' drawing. We also have a general drawing with many guns and outdoor-related merchandise. We have a silent auction, and you can bid on photo safaris, hunts, outdoor-related merchandise. And we just strive to have a lot of fun.
Okay, now I see a theme running through this of guns, which is always a great fundraiser here in the North State. When you say photo safaris, Larry, are you talking about around here, or are you talking like Africa, or, I mean, are we talking about getting out there someplace?
We're getting a long ways out there. We're getting into the heart of Africa. This is the same place that all of the big movie studios went and filmed the animals. So, when you go there, you will see animals. You know,
and this is strictly a photo safari for, so people may think, well, you know, I would never shoot. Well, you don't have to. You're going to be treated, because we've had friends that just went on one of these. You're treated like you're treated very well, and it's a regular safari. The only thing that's different is you use a camera to take your trophies.
That's correct.
Great.
And the facilities are what they call Hemingway approved, which is. Five star here.
Wow.
And
well, so that's a grand prize, or that's a live auction.
No, this will be in our silent auction.
Wow.
So you know what? And my friends, a lot of times people will go there thinking, oh, I'll never be able to get this, but you'll be surprised that you can get some really decent.
People get some great hunts.
You can get
that
some
way.
Decent, you know, get from decent prices here. Maybe a little bit lower than you think, but you have to show up. To be there.
You have to show up and you have to be ready to bid.
That's right.
We don't allow phone bids to come in and knock you down every time you try to raise a bid.
So May 4th, again, it's at Wind River. How do we get tickets?
You get tickets by going to sciredding.org, download the flyer and send it in, or you can call me 530-474-5075.
Okay. You can also get them at Shasta Valley Archery, 5200 Industrial in Anderson, and Cliff's there. He's at 365-9315.
Okay. Now, we have not heard from Sheila yet.
Sheila, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And what's your part in this?
Yeah.
Well, I am what you call a glorified gopher. And I do a lot of the soliciting, going out and raising the products and the funds for the banquet. I also get to do the scholarship program, which is my sort of my baby. We began this 4 years ago, and our first recipient was from Central Valley High School. Our second recipient was from Shasta High School. Last year, it was our first young lady, and it was from Red Bluff High School. And this year, we already have our recipient from Foothill High School.
So how does one enter the scholarship? Do you find them? Do they apply? How does that work?
You apply. We send out a scholarship form through the high schools, okay, through the school system. It is also sent out through Shasta College for any high school students attending Shasta College. And it is, we try to simplify it. Our aim is to get students who are going to be majoring in animal majors, husbandry,
right,
fishing game, gunsmithing,
I find
game
that
very
wardens.
Interesting. Yeah,
game
yes.
This year, the young man is going to be going to the University of Idaho. He's majoring in rangeland and wildlife management, which are areas that don't always receive scholarships or help in.
Yeah.
So we have a $500 scholarship. I'd like to see it be more, but that depends on how well we do at our banquets. It's, we get some great, great kids, and it's amazing, what they can do and what they've already done. And, it's hard to say no
to pick the best.
The best.
So the banquet is May 4th. It begins at what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. And that gets you in there to put your bidding. Bidding on those silent auction items.
That's right. You get dinner. What else happens in there? Just the auctions? Or
speakers?
Yes, we do have some speakers.
Okay, we have lots of games, and we have a laser shot game. One of the premier games in hunting world. This is also used by our military. My son, when he was in boot camp, he got to use this very same, only it was a war game, but very
same
interesting
kind of
laser
thing.
Shot.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Saturday, May 4th at the Wind River Event Center. It starts at 5 p.m., 5 p.m. to 6:30, recreation and social hour. 6:30 to 7, dinner and door prize presentation. 7 p.m. silent auction, and then the live auction and drawings. You can get your tickets by giving a call to 524-3252 or 474-5075. Or what's your, do you have a email or a, oh here, is this, okay.
Your, you can go to sciredding.org.
Thank you very much. I just saw that too. Anything else, babe?
Well, you have different wonderful kits. Here you've got your dinner tickets are $60 per person. Your donor table includes 8 dinner tickets and drawing tickets for 1 in the 5 gun tickets. We love that. You got a sponsorship package for $350. So, you know, this is a way for you to come out in your business or your family to support what it is to, you know, to
support our local.
We are organizing.
Yeah.
Lands.
Yeah, well, we can support our local hunters, and we can also do good for scholarships for our kids. Safari Club International, thank you very much for coming
in
today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, okay, and you know, it's a great event. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 65 degrees out there, 7:23 in the morning.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the Wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends.
Wow, they got people rolling. Hey, you want community radio? We're giving you community radio. What's happening in the North State? We're letting you know right here that let's rolling on.
Let's do a little catch up right here.
Okay.
Okay. You know, remember the Kents? Remember the Kents guy? The huge guy that tried to break into
Kents Meats.
They have now made a commercial using that guy.
It's gone viral.
And it's gone viral. Yeah, but now they've made a commercial using this guy and saying, you know, the guy throws a rock and it says, and it's a TV commercial. It says, I'm trying to get to that pastrami.
I think that's hilarious. Somebody would really.
I think it's great. Yeah, whoever, you know, there's probably somebody that thought about that. Hey, here's the other thing too. We got just a couple minutes here. I'm not even going to go into AB 5, the homeless bill of rights, that's passing through these. It's got out of committee. My friends, it will have a tremendous impact on our lives. I'm not even getting into the fact that you have to provide bathrooms 24 hours a day, bathrooms and showers, or the fact that they can stay anywhere they want to without being moved. They can sit, eat, sleep, lay, camp, poop. Any place they want to. That's right. That's part of it. In any public property, even if it's right next to your property, they can do it and the police can't move them. There is part after part after part to this bill. And so it allows the homeless is one of the vagrants, you know. Anybody. I can't, if you
no
need
more,
to look it up.
No more public restrooms for people like us.
You know what? If you don't do anything else, if you don't ever read the Record Searchlight.
Doesn't that sound terrible?
Go to the front page today or go and, look this up. AB5. Look it up on your computer and look what it is. Your rights. As an individual, if you have property right next to you is like part of, you know, it goes into the city, they can put a homeless camp there and the city can't move them. It's illegal for the city to move under this bill. You need to take a look at this. This is, Pentagon is being forced to keep ships and planes in their inventory, even though they're trying to mothball them because Congress won't let them move the money around. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Even though they need the money for training and readiness, they will not let them mothball these old C-5s or ships they're trying to get rid of. Now the ships are going to have to go through some massive refitting if they can't make up their mind and move this money. I can't tell you. You know what? Congress, again, is stepping all over themselves in the Senate and, of course, the administration. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Military Order of the Purple Heart and some great things that are happening.
We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading as investors digest the latest round of corporate earnings and a weaker-than-expected report on durable goods. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, shares of Buckeye Technologies are soaring on news of a buyout. Fellow paper products maker Georgia-Pacific is buying the company for $1.5 billion, including debt. Buckeye makes specialty fibers and absorbent materials, which it sells to manufacturers of consumer and industrial products. And Walmart has dibs on the Man of Steel. The retailer will be the only place to buy tickets to premiere screenings for the next Superman movie. Tickets for Warner Brothers' Man of Steel will be available at 3,700 Walmart stores on May 18th. The company says the partnership is the first of its kind because no other studio has sold tickets through a single retailer before. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Join us in celebrating an incredible 20 years in the making at Wind River Resort and Casino, Friday, May 3rd through Friday, May 10th, with many bingo, table games, poker, and slot tournament specials. Elements is offering delicious steak and lobster, only $20. Hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more surprises. Celebrate. For details, log on to windriver.com. Celebrating 20 years in the making. It's better. Always has been. On the river.
It's about to get even better on the river. Wind River Casino is currently undergoing an amazing resort expansion that will include an 84-room hotel, resort-style pool, elegant day spa, and many other new and expanded amenities. Wind River Resort and Casino appreciates your patience and support during construction and promises to continue making each visit a fantastic experience, including free valet and shuttle services. For more expansion details, log on to windriver.com. And remember, it's about to get even better on the river.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show coming up. It's going to be Sundays starting April 28th from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Come join us every Sunday at noon here on KCNR. We're going to start up our program on April 28th, and we sure hope you join us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 65 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. It's been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water is drawn from their protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. It is so good. For more information, call them at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just joining us, good morning on this beautiful 24th of April. Looks like we're going to have 84 today, sunny and clear tonight with temperatures around 54. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
He'll and be here at 8 o'clock.
Do not let grass grow under your feet this morning. We are rolling.
Hey, today we're going to be talking about a great event. And Susan Feisey and Bill Filan are here to join us because we're going to talk about the Pacific Rim of Fire wine tasting that's going to happen
this Saturday
at the
Market Street Wine
starting at 3 and it goes till 6.
Yep.
And all proceeds are going to go to our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. So Susie.
Let's kick off with you. Susie, yeah. Q, as you're well known in town. and we really appreciate you stepping forward and being part of this. You've got some great information to share with us this morning. That's why we wanted you to come on. So we want to encourage all of our listeners to come out Saturday, downtown Market Street Wines to join Carl, we're going to be bartending, which is going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be great having you guys come in and bartend.
What happens when does it start? How do you buy tickets? What's happening?
Well, you can call us or get us on our email at marketstreetwine.com, or you can call us at Big Wine, which is a nice, easy number to remember. It's going to be Saturday the 27th. The event goes from 3 to 6. Tickets are $15 to get in. It's a great cause and a great charity, so I hope everybody can make it down. Your entry includes a raffle ticket, which we will be raffling off four tickets to our Makia trip, which is a nice vineyard down by Lodi. And those tickets go for $125 a piece. So there will be extra tickets available for raffling as well.
Now, everything's provided on this, by the way, because we talked to Brian about this, is that you just show up. You get fed, transported.
You pay $15 at the door if you have to.
Yeah, and we're going to be serving.
Come into it, right.
Right,
yeah.
We're going to be serving a Pan Pacific style menu. Yeah. We're going to be having some Korean pulled pork, wild Alaskan smoked salmon, some Hawaiian long wild rice salad, some tropical parks made by Chocolate Dana Nett, which is Brian's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing chocolates. And some La Jolla style hot wings with avocado sauce. And also our wine that we're going to be serving that evening is Jarhead wine. And it's made by Marines.
Hoorah! Right. Hoorah! Stepify!
Yeah. I've got a bottle back in the office just in case of bad days.
So here's what's really cool. You have a local business. You've got an event downtown Saturday that's a reasonable, it's for 3 to 6. $15 gets you in, you get your food, you get your wine, and all of the proceeds, that are made from the ticket sales are gonna go towards the Purple Heart.
Yes, 100% of those proceeds will all go to the charity.
Okay, Gunny, you're here. Everybody knows you. You're an activist, community activist.
A double
that you
Purple
are.
Heart recipient.
That's right. And what is the what is your group? What does this chapter do with money? Do the money they collect? Or
first of all, Colonel, I want to thank you and Linda, and especially this young lady and Susan and Brian for hosting this event. This is a marvelous thing, and we are much appreciative for everything that they do for the wounded veterans and their families. We support all veterans and their families. You don't have to be combat wounded to benefit from our services. If you served honorably and your family has, I could sit here for hours and cite the things that we do, but among them, we have flown two mothers back to Walter Reed to be with their sons who were grievously wounded in Afghanistan, and the prognosis was kind of iffy. And even though they get the best medical care in the world, we thought Mama would be a good help, you know, to speed there. And it turned out they all came through okay. But we support, when our National Guard unit here was deployed, we had a Christmas party for the kids every Thanksgiving and every Christmas. They got hams and turkeys. We had a dinner for 11 wives and mothers who were Gold Star who had lost spouses or sons. And this is the sort of thing that we do.
You all have provided a van to the VA to get people back and forth down to Mather and all this?
We did.
All of this from a small unit here of this chapter, the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Well, But venues like this, and once again, Susie, thank you so much. This makes it possible.
Market Street Wines.
That's right.
But yeah. I want to make sure that everybody knows when they show up Saturday, we have a tax ID number. We are a 501c veteran service organization. We have a tax exemption, and anything they do for us.
So bring your checkbooks, people.
That's right. All the money stays goes to this chapter. It goes to this chapter. Now, we're also going to have
special guests.
I mean, Linda and I, of course, will be bartenders, but also Gunny, besides you, a double Purple Heart recipient. We've got some others from who have been also recipients of the Purple Heart from the North Star.
I do. I have two genuine heroes, a 101st Airborne Trooper Frank Rodriguez and a 7th Marine Ernie Stevenson, who both lost limbs in Afghanistan. They will be there. We have one of the first female members, I think, in this country or the state, Sergeant Barbara Littleton, who served with our local National Guard unit as a dual Purple Heart recipient from Iraq, and she will be there.
She'll be there too.
And people will be able to talk to these folks and find out exactly a lot about our organization. And once again, thank you both so much.
Well, no, we want to thank Brian and Susie on this, but here's the thing, is it goes from 3 to 6, my friends, on Saturday. You can come on in. You're not only will you get good wines, but outstanding food. You have a chance to win things, and all the proceeds, not part of the proceeds.
Right. And I do want to add, one of Redding's only local breweries right now, Wild Card, will be there on hand to serve up their finest brew. So there'll be, wine served as well as beer.
And I've met the people from Wild Card, but I've had three different people come up to me and say, hey, you need to talk to these Wild Card people. And we will. We're going to talk
they
to them.
They are. Saturday. They're amazing. And that's we really heard. Appreciate them. That they will be on hand, not just their beer, but they will be on hand serving as well.
Okay, tickets, $15 this Saturday. Mark your calendar. It's from 3 to 6. We'll be there. Come and be a part of what it is to support the Purple Heart. Check out Market Street Wines. They make the most amazing food, and it really is a great location. Right next to the Cascade Theater. Tickets one more time. How do we get them?
$15. You can call or come in anytime to pick those up, and we will be right, or you can get them at the door.
Now, last thoughts here. I know, Guns, that you've got so many things going on here, but I also realize we're going to have at least four recipients of the Purple Heart are going to be there to be also be guest bartenders. The great food, everything. I am really urging people to come out and join us on Saturday at the Market Street Wines. It's right next to the Cascade from 3 to 6 p.m. Last thoughts?
They might want to think seriously about letting the Marines and airborne troopers behind the bar, but we'll see how that works out.
It is a controlled pour.
Pour. You know, for us Marines, we don't have to think about it. We just push this button. It's like, oh, okay, there's, you know.
I don't know if the controlled pour is like 1,000, 2,000.
So I'm not sure. So I guess the Jarhead wine's not only made by Marines, poured by Marines, but drank by Marines.
Of course. Susie Q, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, you and Brian, for this.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be out here. But remember, Saturday from 3 to 6, Market Street Wines. We're going to talk a lot more about this in the next couple of days.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types.
Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 67 degrees, 746 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Great job he does on countertops, fire pits, bathrooms, you name it. If you want something with granite in it, if you don't call Mike Huber at 530-241-7866, or check out Estate Granite online, then you're wasting money and wasting time. This man and his team just do outstanding work. And I tell you what, they are so busy. You need to give them a call and get into their schedule. Tell them that we sent you. 530-241-7866, Estate Granite.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. I am on live now with Toby Osborne. Welcome to the show, Toby.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I know you came in yesterday and you brought us this fabulous drink because what you're doing, you were on the other day with
Christina
Liederbrand, and we were talking about an event coming up May 2nd called Natural Indulgence. It's an eat, drink, and be healthy event. One of the things that you said is that our espresso bar or a coffee bar at Turtle Bay Bridge, where you can buy tickets for this event, by the way, is launching a new healthy drink. Tell us about it. You brought us in yesterday. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's called a Shy Honey Latte. And so anybody that comes into the coffee bar and purchases Natural Indulgence tickets will give you a free Shy Honey Latte. And it's an awesome drink. I think Carl had two or three of them yesterday.
I had two of them, and I tell you what, I usually don't drink that many of those, but this one was just pretty good. I think it could substitute for food.
Well, it's chai, which is tea. So it tastes like, you know, if you like coffee drinks, but you can't do coffee, it's tea, chai tea. And then, of course, it is honey. And the honey comes from Maisie Jane's and Chico. So it's local area, and it's a way for you to express welcome. Come to the Natural Indulgence. The tickets are $35, May 2nd, 5:30 to 7:30. And tell us a little bit more. Give us more about the chai tea and all that good stuff.
Well, the chai tea, it's really a fun drink. And really, it's going after the essence of, you know, local, sustainable, organic. And obviously, we're sourcing a local honey. And all of the food and all of the drinks at the event are going to have some type of either local, sustainable, or organic flair to it. We're going to have bacon-wrapped filet mignon meatloaf skewers featuring a Lazy 69 grass-fed beef from Hat Creek. So it's really going to be an awesome evening. And then, you know, the spring teenies and the infused margaritas. It's really going to be something fun, and there's going to be something for everybody. And it really, as we talked about the other day, it focuses on good, healthy food, doesn't have to taste bad. This is going to be delectable delicacies that everybody's really going to enjoy.
Well, we believe that Turtle Bay is always striving to educate, help you think outside of the box, and why not do it in a beautiful way? It's Natural Indulgence, May 2nd.
And we're going to be giving tickets away to that here in the next day or two.
As a matter of fact,
on your show tonight.
Well, as a matter of fact, why don't we take a caller now? Because we've got a couple tickets. I'd love to do it while you're right here, Toby.
Excellent.
605-4567 is going to get you two tickets to go to these events. These are $35 ticket, folks, and you're going to get wine tasting, and you're going to get wonderful gourmet, natural foods that are, you know, gourmet.
First person to call, 605-4567. You're going to get two tickets to go to the Natural Indulgence. I'm telling you what, this is going to be a great event. Toby, thank you so much.
Toby
Thank
Osborne.
You very much for having
people
us.
People are already calling for it. You know what? You know, this is just the Toby Show. Oh, yeah. We got more people calling. Don't worry, my friends. We'll be giving away more tickets later on this next week and probably on Linda's show tomorrow night, too. All right?
All right. And now we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, thank you for joining us one more time. And thank you for bringing in that chai.
Honey latte.
It was great. I want to say chai latte, but there's a honey in it. So when we take our break, Bob has got your name. We'll announce your name after the break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking pets. We're rolling this morning. It's all about community radio here on KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach.
Hey, congratulations.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 67 and a half degrees out there, 7:53 in the morning.
Powers, you won the two tickets for Natural Indulgence, so we'll be at the front desk here, 1326 Market Street. These are coveted tickets, so please do pick them up and use them.
And we'll be giving away those some more tomorrow night on Linda's show and then during the week. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Head on down and visit our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. You know, it's neighbors giving you great deals right down there. Any type of truck, car, or SUV you may want. And their customer service department is second to none. Drop on by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177.
Okay, this is really
exciting.
How many
community events can you get in 30 minutes?
I don't know, but we have Katie Ball here, and she's an expert at being able to pull this stuff off, like the Pet Expo for how many years now, Katie?
This is our seventh.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about Pet Expo. When is it? What is it?
Okay, Love Your Pet Expo is an event put on by our sanctuary. We're a sanctuary for special needs and blind animals. And our gift to the community is the expo, and it's every... the last Saturday of every April, every year, And it's where we allow the public comes in for free thanks to Petco, and people can actually spend their money on their pets. So there's low-cost rattlesnake vaccinations, microchipping, spay and neuter vouchers for cats, $25
Who holds
off.
The rattlesnake when you vaccinate it?
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult task, but it can be done.
Oh, I just wondered.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Okay, if you go up to the doggy park, you hear about people and rattlesnakes. You hear about it. You don't have to go into a vet office to hear about it. So the really important thing to do, especially before our summer months.
Exactly. And then we've got the pet parade at 10:30, and costumes are optional. It's a riot. There's donkeys and miniature horses and dogs and cats and llamas and goats. And
you've got specials on heartworm testing, vaccines, like you said, microchipping. Does that include kids?
Yeah.
Okay, we will microchip your child at the same time as we do your dog, and in case one of them gets away from you.
Okay, Love Your Pet Expo. So does it matter what size? I mean, what is it, cats and dogs?
You know, we've only had one cat there. Cats don't particularly like to intermingle with a bunch of dogs. So.
Right. Well, I just wanted to make sure, because there was a guy one day that walked up with his cats at the doggy park and thought it was discriminatory. He couldn't bring his cats.
Well, he could bring them in.
There's one in every group, so I just want to, like, get clear.
He brought them
all
in.
This is for dogs.
No, it's all pets.
It's kind of like the Hotel California. You can check them in, but you're going to have a tough time getting them out of there.
Yeah. We've got a charity auction at noon, and all the proceeds go to four of the local charities: Another Chance, Raining Cats and Dogs, the Love Your Pet Expo Sanctuary, and Safe Haven Horse Rescue.
All right, so now let's talk about where this is again.
At the fairgrounds.
All right, so that's what we needed to clarify. At the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 3. Is it free? Are there a ticket? What do you do?
It's free. It's free admission. If you can afford a donation, that's fine. If not, we don't ever want anybody not to come because of money.
So you just bring your pet, get in the car, bring your pet on a leash, of course, and enjoy all the conversation with other pet owners. And
there's also agility and fly ball, so you can actually, you know, have your pet play besides getting shots. You don't just want to take them for shots. You want to take them to play.
Yes.
So there's also activities. There's barbecue.
They're going to have vendors like little clothes and leashes and glitzy and blingy and whatever kind of stuff, new doggy bowls in case you're looking for that kind of thing?
Yes, there will be. All that kind of stuff is there. Everything that you could possibly think of for your pet, and even things you can't possibly think of, you'll find there.
Oh, wow. Little cowboy boots for the Ready Rodeo. Do you have those? Huh? Do you have those?
You might have to come down and
see. We need Snooky chaps.
How about chaps for our dog?
Come on down, you might be surprised.
So when she rides, she doesn't chap her inner thighs.
See, there you go.
Oh, that's
this
a good
is way
visual.
Too much coffee this morning.
Okay. Well, tell us more about, for the money that is made, let's say perhaps for certain, do we have a proceeds or like volunteers of the money that if somebody wants to write something for,
Love Your Pet Expo Sanctuary is, it hosts it.
Right.
So the donations at the door go to the sanctuary for the special needs animals. The auction goes to the charities that I mentioned before. And then the other charities that will be there might be doing raffles and things at their booth. So there's a lot of different groups that will be represented there. And there'll also be adoptions. Haven Humane will be there doing adoptions as well.
Fabulous. So you're saying that you have, like you were talking about blind and deaf animals.
Mm-hmm.
What's the percentage of blind or deaf animals being adopted out?
I'm a forever home. I take what society call our disposables. So
okay.
Them getting adopted out, I talk to people a lot that will say, oh, I have a blind dog, or usually it's because they've gone blind, but people don't go out and adopt a blind puppy or a blind kitten.
So you take anything then? So there's hope.
Horses,
there's
goes,
hope for our staff.
Well, yeah. That's fabulous.
You know what we have here? This goes from
that's
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th.
Right.
So they can come down to the Pet Expo and then have time to drop off their pet and head on down to the Market Street Wine for our Military Order of the Purple Heart fundraiser at the Wine Pour.
Yep.
So y'all can
what
come
a
down
day.
Yeah.
You can do it
telling
all.
You, it sounds like a lot of blast. All right. Thanks for joining us, guys. And
thanks
appreciate it. Yes. Thank you for what you do.
April 27th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta District Fairgrounds, free admission.
Correct.
Thank you so much.
And coming up after the break,
being here,
we have Rivera Gensamo.
That's right. And we're going to find out what's going on with drones. Because she's got feelings about drones, as we all do, and other things. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. We got a couple of seconds here. Community Talk Radio for the North State. 67 degrees. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Some stores are still boarded up, but Boylston Street's back open where the Boston Marathon was bombed last week. And we're learning that dead suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev bought some explosives at a fireworks store in New Hampshire.
He asked her to point him, direct him to the most powerful and loudest firework that we had.
That is store manager April Walton. The probe has, of course, extended to Russia.
The mother of the suspects met with U.S. investigators in Dagestan, according to Russian news agency Interfax. Details of the meeting have yet to be released. Meanwhile, Saeed Tsarnaev, a relative of the brother, says that he believes Moscow sent Washington false information about them in order to convince Western leaders that the Islamist insurgency in Russia's Northern Caucasus has gone global, according to Reuters. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
There have been five people found shot to death inside a home in the small community of Manchester in Illinois. Police say a suspect is in custody. The head of the FAA is telling Congress,
"We refuse to sacrifice safety, even if it means less efficient operations."
And Minister Michael Huerta at a hearing over the cutbacks that have led to flight delays. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Where the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Kentucky Republican Harold Rogers, went right after Huerta over Rogers' assertion that he didn't know how bad the sequester cuts would be.
"You didn't tell us about what you plan to do. How come?"
"Mr. Chairman, we've been talking about this since February."
And Huerta got some backup from the panel's ranking Democrat, New York's Nita Lowey, reading from that February notice.
"Quote, it will be impossible to avoid significant employee furloughs," end quote.
Huerta said all the sequestration cuts are bad choices, but ones they must make to comply with the law. Dave.
Rich, orders for long-lasting U.S. factory goods had a sharp decline last month, nearly 6%, with a steep drop in commercial aircraft demand. On Wall Street, we're seeing a little bit of a decline this morning. Not much. The Dow's down 7 points. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hear that? That's the sound of grass growing. Yep, it's deer season. And right now you can get up to $1,000 off John Deere 1023E subcompact tractors with the purchase of two implements. And $300 off X500 Select Series lawn tractors. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Stop by your John Deere dealer today.
Visit Valley Truck & Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
House Republicans are out with a report on the deadly attacks in Benghazi, Libya.
The House report holds the State Department and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton responsible for security lapses at the diplomatic compound in Benghazi. In testimony earlier this year, Secretary Clinton denied knowing about security concerns at the compound.
"I didn't see those requests. They didn't come to me. I didn't approve them. I didn't deny them."
But the report contradicts that claim, saying security was lessened despite appeals for more security. Texas House Republican Mac Thornberry.
"Her signature is on some of the denials of those requests."
The White House dismissed the report as rehashing old news. House Democrats denounced it as partisan, saying they were given no opportunity to contribute to it. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Organized labor, normally a big supporter of President Obama's, is putting pressure on his administration to give approval
on one of the most important projects to unlock the energy future for this country, the Keystone XL pipeline.
The AFL-CIO Sean McGarvey wants all the jobs created building it from Canada to Texas, but environmentalists don't like the Keystone pipeline. The EPA calls the State Department's recent approval insufficient. Remember the bird flu scare a decade ago in Asia? One hitting China now could be worse.
It has killed at least 22 people in China and infected more than 80 others. So the World Health Organization says it is worried.
This virus is more easily transmitted from poultry
to humans in H5N1.
WHO Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda describing what seems to be a new mutation that's been spreading in Chinese poultry flocks. The good news is it's not known yet to pass between humans, but over the past decade, the older H5N1 strain has killed several hundred people, and the fear is a new strain could become more infectious. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Boeing, now that has gotten approval to get its airplanes back on the ground, in the air, the 787 Dreamliner, an Ethiopian airline plans to start flying Sunday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:05 in the morning. Good morning. How you doing there, sweetie?
We're currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 87 degrees. Very lovely day, clear skies, and looks like we're going to get around 52 tonight with our lows, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Need to put this plug in. Thursday night is pizza night on the deck. Spectacular view. Call now for reservations, 474-5546. I'm not just saying that because you're here, Riverge.
Oh, thank you. Hey, no, but I know that anyway.
Let's go to our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, major averages are a little changed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 19 points at 14,700. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1579. And the Nasdaq Composite is off 7 points at 3,262. Active stocks include Coach, positive 74 cents, trading at 56.29. ExxonMobil, up 39 cents at 89.69 per share. Boeing, positive $2.97 at 91.15. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares off 12 cents at 16.48. North Valley Bank, down 11 cents at $17.22. Bank of Commerce, no change at $5.04. For commodities, gold is up $17.90 an ounce at $1,426. Silver, positive 13 cents at 23. Crude oil, up $1.10, trading at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We listen to our Wells Fargo Market Minute here Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, we talked a little bit about some of the things that happened at Wall Street, and you need somebody there that's tracking it all the time that can explain it and can watch what you're doing, watch your investments.
Yeah, I really appreciate that Wells Fargo Minute. I always listen to that.
Well, you know what? They tell you what's going on, and then they also, if you've got a question, they're just really happy to talk to you. You know, Susan or Chris or Josh, Steve, any of the ones down there. Give them a call again, 530-243-7561. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Riverge Anselmo is here with us, and we're going to be talking. You know what? This story has had legs for weeks now about drones, and it all started, my friend, with you.
Yeah.
With you. And you know what? With you. So we're going to come back and talk drones, the privacy, things that are going on in the county, a little bit of that, but all the things that are going on in Selmos. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And when we say community talk radio for the North State, that's what we mean. We're here to support our community, but we're also here to give news and give our opinions, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. You can buy gourmet coffee beans there. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans are always given discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Just FYI, tonight in the Reading City Council chambers at 6 p.m., you're going to hear Paletti talking about a forum on gangs in Reading. So,
City Council Chambers, he's gonna have his, the guy that heads up his gangs unit is going to be there tonight. It's, last time it was standing room only, when he was talking in his open, in his town hall meeting. So this is gonna be another great thing.
And, bottom line says, P.S. for further household protection, you might wanna purchase a can of wasp spray. Seems pepper spray needs to be shaken before use.
Oh.
That's an interesting
thing. Well, that wasp spray is good. How about grizzly bear stuff? The stuff you keep bears off.
You know, anyway,
speaking
just FYI.
Of poking grizzly bears in the eye, we have RC and Selma with us. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Let's talk about some drones.
Okay, let's talk drones. All right, you know what? Drones have taken on its own life here. The problem, you know, people are very concerned about privacy. And I know you, and I know that you also are, you believe in the Constitution, standing up for the Constitution, and believe in that too.
Yes, of course.
Are drones a danger to our being taken advantage of by the government?
Look, the government is not trustworthy, but they don't need drones to lose your trust and confidence. They've already lost it. The drones are, in the United States, I mean, they're not going to be weaponized or anything like that. They surveil my ranch very adequately with a pickup truck with a Shasta County shield on the door. You know, they haven't needed to resort to drones. They send in people as spies to eat and drink at my place, and that's how they learn their information. They really don't need technology to be nefarious. They can be nefarious quite without it. There's a lot of the work of drones overseas, of course, in war. These are great advantages to us. There's 100 civilian applications that are just going to, you know, make revolutionary changes in the affordability of some very high-end stuff that usually people have to make a budgetary decision whether they can afford to, for instance, launch aircraft and look for a guy, launch aircraft and, you know, monitor a dangerous situation, bridges, oil platforms,
pipelines,
all this stuff.
Electric lines, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to save lives. It's going to save money. There's a lot of good things about it. I don't want the government to have more tools to get angry at me with either. I mean, I really don't. But it's really not something you can say, let's be like the Chinese, let's pretend this technology isn't allowed. I mean, bad people are going to use it anyway. The Chinese originally tried to do that with satellite transmissions. I mean, my family put the first private enterprise satellite with satellite signal coverage of China. And the Chinese said, not allowed, forbidden, nobody, never. But what are they going to do? The signal is there. Over time, of course, you know, they receive, you know, Murdoch's and programming channels and everything else in China now.
Okay, now, you know, one of the things, all of this kind of started when there was the Integrity Project was out for a rally and talking about, hey, how can we make our county government more responsive to the citizens? And the Air Cover, which is a company that you're associated with,
right.
it was testing their aircraft on your property.
Right.
And you had said, come on over. I just want to see what the crowd looks like. And it was part of the thing. And
no, let me explain that. I was on the road traveling with my wife. I mentioned to Air Cover that there was going to be a rally at the chapel. They like photographing the chapel because a vertical takeoff ascent with a camera on it looks wonderful from that, piazza in front of the chapel. So they've done that a number of times, and I know they like to use that as promotional footage when they're doing conventions internationally or at NABA in Vegas. And I recommended that they be aware of, you know, the time and date of this rally so that if they wanted to grab some stock footage of it, go ahead, you know.
Okay.
That's
so what
it was
specifically
about.
Specifically for that, then?
No. I said if you're going to be up there, you know, training or testing anyway, there's going to be all these people to see. Why don't you see if you can grab some cool footage of it? That's the end.
Okay.
That's the end
well, that was the end from your end. From my end, it was, and from a lot of people. Here comes a drone. They were there to protest against the way the government was acting, and a drone flies over, and right there ignited, I think, a lot of the opposition. Right then.
Look, remember that I know lots of pilots, and I know some pilots that I know a pilot when I was flying out of Group 3 Aviation in L.A., a guy I knew was on a weekly basis, he was hired to go fly over, what's her, the girl from Friends? I can't think of her name.
Jennifer Aniston.
Go over her house to see if they can find her son bathing nude. That was a Robinson helicopter. I know FBI pilots that circle around anywhere they want to go in a very quiet Cessna 182 with long lenses on it. This is happening anyway. Drones are not doing anything in that. As a matter of fact, the market hasn't caught on how fast and efficiently drones can do this. Drones aren't really doing that work yet. It's still manned pilots and manned aircraft, and the people who hate that they're unaware that it's happening. They don't hear it.
No, you don't hear. I want to take a quick break because I want to come back. Is drones are here, and you own interest in drone companies. In fact, your letter you wrote said invest in drone companies. But what I want to come back is I also know is like you said, people come to your place and send people through fences and all that. Mm-hmm. We need to protect our rights under the Constitution. Let's talk about that. There was an article in the paper today that they've started adding things talking about how you can limit. The surveillance of an individual.
Yeah.
By drones or by, you know what? I'd like to think it by any means. I think they're just adding drones to it, but we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from our break. RC Anselmo, Reverse Anselmo is our guest. We're talking about drones right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio, 8:21 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It has an in-store deli and the largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products in the city. The North State's nutrition experts are Orchard Nutrition, located at 221 Locust Street in Reading. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. They are experts and they will help you out. Everybody there in that store is friendly. They've got everything you could possibly imagine for healthy living. All right. Our guest, Rivers Anselmo, and we're talking drones because it all kind of started up there on, during a drone testing day up in Anselmo Vineyards. Yes, drones are here. We need to also have a lot of restrictions on people just using a drone to kind of fly over and see what they can see.
Yeah, I guess so. There's so many other ways to do that. I don't know why it all gets focused on drones, except it captures some kind of paranoid spirit that is in the collective unconscious or something. The satellites are doing it now, as you know.
As other entities, other platforms are being used to collect too that we don't even know about. And it's one of the things Bob said at the break is, you know, we're looking up in the sky and maybe ought to be looking around our feet because right. There's other things. But they just introduced a bill in Sacramento that says, and which because it just includes drones into this, is it would require law enforcement agencies to obtain a warrant before using an unmanned aerial system to collect evidence relating to criminal activity. In addition, require agencies to obtain a court order before using drones to block the use of cell phones and other electronic devices.
Yeah, to jam them.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, you know, in Boston, remember, they turned off every cell phone.
Right.
Right after the bombing. All the cell phones went down. And I know that we could do that in Iraq. We would turn off all the phones and internet when we needed to. Once it was for some reason we didn't want any news getting out about something.
I know some drones that can do that too. Yeah. Now, what they're doing is really so cool. Yeah.
Now with all the things that are going on, I think the biggest concern for the people here in town. Is that we're signing an MOU. It's a non-binding MOU. I talked to Gary Cadd yesterday on the show. And essentially what it is we're allowing the, you know, drones to come in here, but we don't know who the, you know, what they're doing, or do we have a say about what they're doing. Yeah, there's state laws, but we don't know. We're talking about drones, 137-foot wingspan flying in here. And I don't know, I've known of big drones, but
yeah,
I didn't know
a military
that they,
drone.
That's, yeah, I know that they can send them out, you know, thousands of miles and have a loiter time of hours.
Yeah.
But I think these types of drones are you talking about using for delivering like packages and stuff like that, kind of a FedEx type of thing.
Oh, a FedEx drone. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and to me, 137-foot wingspan. You're the pilots, but that's like a passenger plane.
Yeah, mercifully for other pilots, and I am one, you can see that. Lots of drones are so small that in a flight environment, you wouldn't see them. So they, you know, for use of airspace, they really need to be separated if they're below a certain, you know, weight or visibility characteristic.
Yeah. Well, in Desert Storm, we used because we used UAVs, the Predators.
Yeah.
And a lot of the pilots were a little excited. And, of course, we used that theory of big sky, little drone, which they weren't crazy about. But we also limited it to 5,000 feet. They would never go up any higher than 5,000 feet and usually lower. And pilots were not supposed to. Their deck was around 10,000 feet. So we had a 5,000-foot area there that
cushion
there, but there were times that one of the drones actually had film of a Harrier coming underneath it making a run. So, you're absolutely right. You have 25, 30 pound drones flying around you. Those really got to be under control through the airspace.
Well, look, you know, say there's a civilian use of a drone, you know, your neighbor doesn't have any more rights by use of a drone to spy on you than he has now using a telescope. You know, and if you find his drone, you should shoot it out of the sky with a shotgun. That's what I say. Because you're not going to be charged with any, you know, bodily injury to anyone or anything, and it has invaded your airspace. Let's tell people what their airspace is. Under the federal air regulations, you own from the surface to 300 feet. That's yours. And people do not encroach on that without their, you know, their, it's in an emergency or it's a law enforcement action. Basically, that's it. You own to 300 feet. Above that is, you know, around here, it's class golf airspace, G airspace, and that's public airspace, and anything can be flying up there today. So don't get mad at a guy in a biplane doing loop-de-loops or anything like that over your house. At 300 feet, 310 feet, he is allowed.
Well, that's the first 100 yards is yours.
Yeah.
And after that, and then if it's something, again, but it goes back, and I'm not really, because I've been around this stuff so much throughout my life. And one of the things that we've said is there are so many other collectors out there.
Yeah.
However, bringing in more, I can see where people want to know who they are, what they're going to be doing, and all that. They're going to be in our airspace.
But they're never going to know.
You know? Well,
just as today, they don't know who's looking at their email traffic or their receipts from Costco and Walgreens and all that stuff. They don't know.
And because everything's being looked at. And here's a good example of this was today. Because everything is done electronically, and we talked a little bit about it earlier, is what happened on Wall Street yesterday when somebody hacked into the AP Twitter account and tweeted, President Obama injured in White House in two bomb blasts. That's all it said.
Oh.
And when it said that, computers in Wall Street, because they're like all the computers that are trained to be looking, or they've set to be looking at certain words. You had those words, explosions, Obama, White House, all in one tweet, and they automatically
started trading. Started selling.
The computers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Started selling, and the Wall Street lost 150 points in 2 minutes based on a tweet that wasn't true because of those three. And so if everything is being done that much electronically already, just based on words.
Right.
What else are they doing?
Info-terrorism.
Info-terrorism. Okay. Yep. Now, I would think if that happens there, what other things are out there? Like you said, have you just accepted this is going to happen, or is there anything that you do?
Well, I have a much sense of self-preservation as anyone. My sense of privacy is probably more acute than a lot of people's because I do a lot of things that are not, I'm not proud of. But I don't do anything that is illegal. at the same time, you know, I spent a lot of time in the movie business where I spent a lot of money and made a lot of efforts to try and get some attention from anyone. I couldn't get it. Couldn't buy it. Nobody's interested in anyone but themselves, really. That's the fact. You know, it's not like they're going to be you never know what can happen, but the government's not interested in you. They're interested in their own programs and their paychecks and their own lives. I don't think it's very important. Is it a caller?
Yeah, but we're gonna take him after the break because we're getting ready to take a break now. We don't have enough time, for that. So I disagree on that. I think the government, stratas of the government are really interested in what you're doing, but you have to trigger their interest. That as soon as you say something that they have, that goes into their computers and they're gonna start looking at you, then my question is once they start looking at you, for whatever reason, how long will they keep looking at you and how much will they start digging? And I don't think of that as a paranoia. I just think that's what they're set up to do right now, especially after Boston. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reverse Anselmo. We're talking drones. We're going to be talking about other things, too, when we get back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Investigators are interviewing the parents of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects today in southern Russia. Their father telling Fox he still believes his son's innocence. And we've learned the older brother bought some powerful fireworks in New Hampshire in February for $200 cash. Phantom Fireworks Vice President William Weimer.
He would have been able to harvest maybe pound and a quarter to a pound and a half of powder. Certainly not sufficient. Manufacture as many improvised devices.
The area near the explosions is now open to the public again. Two Christian bishops are missing in northern Syria.
Gunmen pulled them from their car and killed the driver. It's not clear who took the priests or why, but a bishop related to one of the abductees believes the gunmen are Chechenian fighters from the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Jabhat al-Nusra group.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, our friends there. Great haircuts. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. A good place just to sit down and enjoy the conversation and get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today, R.C. Anselmo, of course, Anselmo Vineyards, talking about a lot of things, but mainly it's been about drones and privacy. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Rivera. How you guys doing?
Good, Terry. How are you?
Good, buddy. I think a lot of this is just basically mellows down to the trust factor, and I want to encourage people to watch the city council meeting on April the 16th. You can go right to the city of Reading and then go to city council, go to agendas, which will take you over to the video, which you can watch. And at 3 hours, 15 minutes, and 44 seconds, our mayor speaks about the incident of the drone flying over Anselmo's vineyard. Now, here's the problem. The problem is that he represents it in a way that, Rivera, you made a phone call from Connecticut and called Air Cover to look at your, to see if your contractors were doing their job.
No, I realize that, Terry. I think either he was speaking off the cuff or had to put it in some kind of context to who he was talking to. That certainly didn't happen, and I don't know why the extra information came.
It gets, if you watch it, 3 hours, 15 minutes, and 44 seconds into it, then he makes the comment that most of us would probably just send our secretaries out to check on this, but, you know, you can do what you want, basically. But my whole point is I know you. I know what kind of man you are, the integrity you have. I'm 1,000,000% behind what you're doing out there, and you know that.
Yeah.
And the thing that really angers me is that people can make comments like this in a public forum like that that apparently are conflicting with what you're saying, make those comments to show you in a different light that I know the kind of man you are, and frankly, I'm just tired of all this crap. Can I say crap on the radio?
Yeah, as long as you don't describe it.
Because I'm tired of all these things that are being said and how Mayor Bassetti can say that. I mean, I've got all the excerpts. We've got all the different things of what happened there. Another place you guys should go is 1 minute and 39 seconds when Ann Meyer goes on and eloquently, which I'm saying in a little bit of a facetious way, she's very nervous, speaks about 7 questions that we as the public just have about this. Not that we don't want drones or manufacturing. That's ridiculous. Most people want that. But at 1 hour, 39 minutes into that video, you can watch her and what he does to her after that. And then at 1 hour, 49 minutes, and 25 seconds, I go ahead and I respond to the way he treated her. Before that meeting, I had a talk with Chief Paletti. And Chief Paletti and I were talking about civility and how we need to be civil and how we need to be polite to one another when we're up there speaking and things like that. And I agreed with him, and we had a talk about that, and, you know, and we were wanting to keep that thing as civil as possible. But when Mayor Bassetti makes the comment at 1 hour, 49 minutes, and 25 seconds into that video to Ms. Myers, he basically has to be taken to the woodshed a little bit, which is done, because of the way he disrespected somebody right off the get-go. So a lot of the tone, as you watch that, was set by him. And this comment at the end, to me, is beyond the pale. I'm very disappointed because I like him, and I'm very, very, very disappointed in his actions and the way that he and what he said about you, Rivera. I'm just very disappointed, and it's all there on the video. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how sensitive I should be to all that stuff. In fact, while you were talking, I was wondering if my crew wouldn't actually prefer me to send a drone than to come in person. I bet you they would prefer
probably
that.
They're just going to fly over because when you go there, you're going to say, why aren't you doing this? The thing about it is whether it's drones or unfunded liabilities or traffic light cameras or whatever it is, our city council needs to be polite to people.
And not just that, but trustworthy.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. If you're going to make a comment like that, and apparently that wasn't the case at all. He even says on the video, you can check with Mr. Anselmo if you want. Well, I did. You know, and the thing is that I'm just a little tired of this flamboyant, I'll do what I want attitude. There's a million things that happen. They let people speak without putting the timer on at one particular point who are for the drones, which is fine. Again, I'm not against that. I'm not against industry. I'm only against the process and what they're doing here, and it only brings two jobs. I want to see more jobs. If we have a factory where it employs 30 people at $25 an hour, I'm in.
Yeah, but Terry, you and I were talking yesterday, and as I told you, I mean, frankly, because the landscape isn't welcoming to this thing, I've actually recommended AirCover that they go, you know, because they don't feel necessarily appreciated or welcome, and they have better opportunities other places.
Well, that's something we need to talk about, because if people, and I've also talked to Jim Hill, and California in itself is making is providing a climate for people, for drone companies, that is getting very uncomfortable. I mean, Jim's company is a startup company, but there's medium and larger companies that could bring manufacturing and jobs here, but California has made them feel very uncomfortable.
Well, remember,
for a variety of reasons, not just privacy reasons, but all other types of reasons.
I just have one really quick thing, and that is that when you're both businessmen, right? Okay.
Sort of.
Businessmen. Now, what happens if you have 80% of your business you're doing with one client? 80% of the bills are being paid by one client. In most cases, that particular client, in fact, in all cases, 80%, all cases, that particular client or customer is going to have a lot of influence on your policy and on the way you do business, because you no longer have anybody who's a client or customer. You got a partner. And
right,
80% of this is government work. You're now partnering with the government.
No, that's
now,
not. Wait. Let me straighten that out. At least where drones are concerned, in fact, the market that they are pursuing is the civilian sector and the international market in the civilian sector. The way businesses operate, they have 80% of their business from 20% of their customers. Not a single customer. That wouldn't work at all. It makes you too vulnerable, and you have no, you know, lateral pressure on your customer. So,
exactly.
And I know that that's what I know that Jim Hill and AirCover is. They're going out after the domestic market,
right? And that's where they need to advertise.
But they're not. Well, but they have been. But people sometimes, Terry, don't want to listen to that. They don't want to hear. No, wait a minute. Let me finish here.
Sure.
People don't want to listen about this. They get into one mode and say, okay, this is going to happen. Well, like we talked about right at the beginning of the show, gas lines, fires, search and rescue, road construction, bridge construction, all
movies,
these things.
Movies, television
production. This is all the things they want to use this for. And what it does, it takes manned aircraft out of the air and allows them to save thousands and thousands of dollars in their budgets to do things like this. They should emphasize that. But unfortunately,
right.
People have gotten, and rightfully so, because can you trust your government?
That's right. And I agree. And I think that that's the thing. If we can market drones in a way that say, okay, look at all these private uses that can be used. Look at the, you know, A, B, C, D, 30 or 40 different things that can be used. Now you're going to start making this product more palatable. And one last thing, when Ann Meyer makes her comment, 1 hour and 39 minutes into that particular video, if you watch that, she asks some of those questions. You know, who's going to be doing this? When we, you know, who's going to be doing that? Who's going to be monitoring these things? Who is going to be the person who is going to vet these particular employees, which would be very important? I mean, and as far as the drone business goes, yeah, if it's out there and, well, it can do all these different things, then people in the private industry are going to go, yeah, this is a good thing, and this is something we can use. But the bottom line is, the elephant in the room is, we don't trust the government, and in my opinion, the remarks that were made on Tuesday night just add up to that fact. How can you have one man saying one thing, and the man who's supposed to have said what he said didn't say it, saying another thing? So my point is if we can't trust the people who are in charge,
then you need to change the people.
Yeah.
If that's the case, that's what it felt. Okay, hey, we got a break. We're already 4 minutes over. All right. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for your phone call, and we've got people on the line. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we have other people here that want to talk about this. We'll be right back.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 68 degrees out there. It is 8:47 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Local company, family operated, competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Good people there, Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. My guest, Reversion Samuel. We've been talking drones. We're going to talk about some other things, but we've got another caller. Charles, good morning. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, what you got, Charles? Quick.
Well, some of the opposition is being galvanized by some of the derisiveness and dismissiveness that is coming forth from supporters of unrestricted use of drones. As I mean, just look at the comment walls that appear on Reading.com.
Why do you do that, Charles?
I don't know why. I'm just a glutton for punishment.
So
I mean, the comments that they put, basically to sum up, pages and pages of blank is they say, oh, privacy's dead, get used to it. The Fourth Amendment is dead, get used to it. Article 1, Section 1 of the state constitution is dead, get used to it.
I don't see how any of it is dead, and I don't know what in the world drones have done to help kill it or threaten it.
But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they
Yeah, I know. There's people
that they post.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, but those same people are the ones that post that, you know, that the, you know, the third world's coming and all this, that, you know, we all need to, go into kumbaya with the Islamic terrorists and all that. The Fourth Amendment's not dead, and you know that, we know that.
Then
why even pay attention to them?
But these things need to be protected and preserved, because if they die, it is only by the negligence of people who.
That's right, by
care
us.
To see them endure, you know.
Yeah,
if
by
we
us.
Who care about those things fall asleep at the switch.
Then we're dead.
The antagonism that coming from some of the commenters.
You got to remember who those commenters are.
Yeah, Charles, I don't.
Antagonism toward, protections against their misuse. And it's the misuse that a lot of people are concerned about, and also the derision and dismissiveness that people kind of react to. I mean, if somebody is expressing concern, for instance, about how the bounds of reasonableness under Fourth Amendment can be pushed and pushed and pushed, and if the reaction to that is, you're just a tinfoil hat person,
Charles,
need to get with it, blah blah blah.
Charles, can I interrupt you for a second, Charles?
Yeah,
Charles, let me interrupt you for a second, just because addressing your concerns to the people on a blog is a waste of your time. You should be putting your concerns in a letter to your congressman and to your state assemblyman and people like that, people who in a responsible position who have vertical authority on these issues. Getting lost in that horizontal nightmare of, anonymous blog world it sounds like you have some cogent ideas and some legitimate concerns. Why not put them in a letter to your representative?
And Charles, we got to take a break here. But the last thing I want to say on that is I agree with RC here, what he said about your thoughts in this. But you got to remember who those bloggers are. They're talking about there's no Fourth Amendment rights and all this, but yet they're anonymous. If they were, if they believed that, why don't they just put their names in there? Thanks, Charles, for the phone call.
That's a good point.
Yeah, see, if they believed in it, hey, just put your name in there. If there's no privacy, here. Oh, no, you're a coward. That's why. All right, we'll be right. Not you, Charles, the bloggers. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us 221-2642.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234. Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment. Carl and DeBott, 68 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We were talking yesterday about, hey, you got to get that air conditioner ready. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Call Martin and his gang over there, his group, I should say, not a gang. Or check out his website, homecomfort.org, 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. I guess it's R.C. and Somo. We've been talking drones the whole time. Let's talk about, you got something happening next Tuesday too, though. And this, it has to do with the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah. I think, you or Linda was very instrumental in setting that up. We'll have a media day ride out there. So, yeah. Let's see if Elena Shulman will get on a horseback. That'll be fun.
Let's get Bruce Ross.
Yeah, Bruce Ross.
Bruce and Silas.
You know, Bruce and Elena, we're calling you out. Get on one of my horses.
Man. Well, and we've got, it's gonna be the first 20, cause we can take, y'all can take 20. And this is the Reading Rodeo. This is the Reading Rodeo Cowboys. This is the Reading Cowboys, and that they're putting on the course of the Reading Rodeo, which is gonna be huge this year. We're talking 4 days. We're talking the top rodeo cowboys in the country, which means the world, coming in here on championship day that Sunday. But they're doing some great things. They're going to have shuttles for people. You know, before, you know, people were having to walk for a couple miles practically, but they're going to have shuttles. They're talking about it because they're doing Wednesday night. They want to, and they're going to be running the rodeo quick and start a little bit early so you can get kids in there. And if you got tickets for one day, you might be able to score tickets for Wednesday for free.
Right.
All types of things going on. But up at the ranch, it's going to be a lunch.
A horseback ride, wine tour, and, some snacks and things.
And
for the media.
Yeah, and just so that, you know, so we can help, publicize this rodeo. Because I tell you what, it can be such a huge asset to our community, and the people coming to it, the money they spend, The good things that the Reading Cowboys Association does afterwards. So it's all types of great things. Tied in, of course, to the Asphalt Cowboys that week with steak nights and the big pancake breakfast. I mean, there's so many things going on, the parade. What a great week that is. But we appreciate the fact that you offered the ranch for this.
Sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, related to that, we had an A&E show called Rodeo Girls that based themselves at the ranch and shot up there for 4 days. And, they took off down to the Red Bluff Rodeo, and I don't know yet, but I think they might be coming back through to the Reading Rodeo.
I would be surprised if they didn't, because we're talking about between Red Bluff, you know, this is part of a six rodeo tour.
Right.
And which really kicks off the season big time, and a lot of added money up here. And what was it, Rodeo Girls? I remember we were talking about that this is a national series. They're following barrel racers.
They're following six barrel racing girls. That's the core of the show. It's a reality show on A&E. It'll follow Duck Dynasty in the fall.
Well, Duck Dynasty. Yeah. Okay. Guilty pleasure.
Are we fans?
Guilty pleasure.
I can't take any pleasure out of Duck Dynasty. I'm sorry, Carl. But Rodeo Girls will be, what do you want to watch? Hot girls on horseback or guys with beards?
You're right.
It seems like they have dementia too.
But they have hot girls with them, so I don't know. There's some kind of
attraction.
There's
something going on there. I mean, there is something going on with these guys. They cannot be this
stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is like a multi-million-dollar business they have there.
We missed the hot girls up there though. I bet you that was something else with the,
Yeah, it was, but they'll be back. And so next season you have to bring your band, and we have to have one of those parties that just gets out of hand entirely.
Yeah. Dancing on the
table.
Start early
and just keep going until the first musician falls through the drums.
Right. Promise, no flashing between the hours of 4 and 6.
That's right. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Reverse, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Carl. I hope I was helpful on some of these issues. Of course, I'm not the boss of a drone company. I just have an interest in it, and,
Yeah, we're trying to make some helpful
comments.
And people are right.
To de-escalate the confusion about it.
And talking about that, you know, yes, you know, our government figures should never be rude and they should always be talking the truth and getting the right, you know, quotes and, but also the fact is what drones are really used for and that in the sense of is they can really help and they can be good for the industry. So anyway. Hey, tomorrow, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center is here. We're going to be talking about impact of medical care. Through the Obamacare Act and all these other things are happening. Plus, we want to talk about AB 5 again tomorrow about the homeless bill of rights. You want to have homeless living on your property? Hey, here it comes. We'll be...
know what you're voting for.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A private memorial this hour in Boston for the police officer ambushed days after the marathon bombings. The mourning, recovery, and investigation all ongoing. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Lisa, thousands of students, staff, members of the public, and law enforcement officials from around the country are paying respects to fallen MIT police officer Sean Collier, who police say was gunned down by the Boston Marathon bombing suspects Thursday. Vice President Joe Biden also in a attendance, and this as we learn just how one of the accused terrorists were funded. The state of Massachusetts confirming that Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the dead older brother, got welfare benefits up until last year. Lisa.
Jeff, a mass shooting at a home in Illinois. Police not saying much yet. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Five people are dead and one person is in the hospital after a shooting at an apartment complex in Manchester, Illinois. The suspect is now in custody, but Mayor Ronald Drake says some schools